longer right now. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for your grace. Lord, you saved us. You filled us with your Spirit. And Lord, you deserve praises forever, for eternity. And Father, I pray, God, that you be with us today, God, as you deliver the word today. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we reverence your word. You get all the glory. You get all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we just clap our hands to the Lord and praise him? Praise the Lord. Amen. If somebody could, I don't want to bother their stuff up here on the... Could you get a stand in there in that side room? Hallelujah. How many appreciates Rick and the group for coming up here? I really appreciate them for coming up here. And just want to say I honor you and your family. Melissa, did I get it right? Yes. Robert? Yeah, hallelujah. I honor you guys. Thank you so much for coming out here and worshiping the Lord, because he's the one we focus on, isn't he? He's the one we focus on. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're very strong. Pick that up by yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Here, let me give you a hug. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many is ready for the Word? Do you love the Word? Amen. Praise God. How many thanks God for Tommy? Hallelujah. I'll let you turn to Joshua chapter 1. We don't have the scriptures on the wall this morning. I want y'all to keep Dennis in your prayers. He's been dealing with headaches, and he's just been having a hard time. And so I'm believing God. We've prayed for him already, but we're believing the Lord for his healing, because we live as though it's already done, don't we? We live as though it's already done. We believe that he is healed, right? Because the Bible says that we were healed. By his stripes we were healed. Praise the Lord. In Joshua chapter 1, we'll start at verse 5 through verse 9. It says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." And he's talking to Joshua here. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." Isn't that a wonderful promise? I will not leave you. There's no guesstimate there, is there? I will not leave you or forsake you. Verse 6, he says, "Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you should divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I want you to note these promises that we read in here. He says he'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. We have the presence of God that is constant in our lives. He tells us three times in this scripture, be strong and of good courage. He's telling us that fear shouldn't run our lives, that we should walk by faith and not by sight. And that these promises that the Lord gives us, sometimes when we live our lives, it seems as though it doesn't mean something to us, maybe on a Monday morning when we're on our way to work. And sometimes we feel like what's wrong? Why aren't these promises becoming real in my life? What is the deal here? Well, it's one thing to hear the word, and it's another thing to meditate on the word. And in verse 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. So in other words, God is saying, you need to speak the word of God out of your mouth. Right? Speak the word of God. So I've come to the conclusion with this verse that we're not to just think the word of God. That part of meditation is not just focusing on it, but it's actually speaking the word of God. This is how we pray. This is how we worship. This is how we connect with God. We open our mouth, the word of God. And then he says, but you shall meditate in it day and night. So it's a daily basis, isn't it? We are supposed to speak the word of God on a daily basis, meditating on the word of God. And so, how many here likes tea? You like tea? I love tea. Would you like a cup of tea? And so, I love tea. This is green tea, and I love it. I drink it all the time. Now, some of you are like, eh, man, who drinks green tea? Well, first of all, green tea is healthy for you, so drink more of it. Just kidding. You drink whatever you want to drink. It's America, right? Hallelujah. Okay. The water, right, to brew the tea. The water represents your mind. The tea represents the scriptures, the word of God. See, I know the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You hear the word and it's just a plunge. If you read the word, it's just a couple of plunges, right? If you memorize it, there's some plunges in the cup of tea, right? In the cup. The water represents your mind. Meditation is actually not plunging, but it's actually leaving the tea in there so we can soak up all the nutrients of the tea. A lot of times we get in a hurry and we don't wait on God. I got to get through my devotion quickly. I got to get through church service really quickly. I got to do these things quickly. But the Bible says that we are to meditate upon Him. See, my mind, the water, takes on the identity of the tea. If you meditate and soak your mind in the Word of God, you will start thinking like God. Don't you think your life will be a whole lot better if you think like God? Don't you think so? You ever hear people say, well, brother, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Well, why can't they be? Why can't we think like God? Why can't we have the mindset that God wants us to have? What does Colossians 3 say? Set your mind, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And the Bible is actually telling us in this passage, He says that we can prosper wherever we go. Who here wants to prosper? Of course, we all want to prosper. Who wants to succeed? We all want to succeed. No one wants to fail. We all want to succeed. We all want to prosper. Well, it's biblical. I'm going to tell you this. It's not a sin for you to say, it's God's will for me to prosper. It's not a sin to say that. How can you say that, Pastor Sam? We just read it in this passage, didn't we? He says, wherever you go, you'll prosper. And this is the reason why we have to meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on His Word. Meditate on His promises. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I'm going to ask you this question. Have you really taken time? See, you can read John 3:16, and you probably have memorized John 3:16. For God so loved the world, everyone knows it, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life, right? Well, have we meditated on that verse, or have we just memorized the verse? There's a difference, church. Let that promise soak in your mind and soak in your spirit. Because I've been there. I would memorize scripture, but not let it become true for me in my life. Meditate. And there's an inheritance that awaits us, and the Bible says that we are made joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
that I have an inheritance waiting on me. And the children of Israel were wanting to cross the Jordan River with Joshua and Caleb, right? Their inheritance awaited them. It's my conviction from this scripture passage that the only way that we could see the inheritance that God has for us, that He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing, is that we have to meditate upon the Word of God. That we have to meditate upon His promises, upon His commands that He has given us for our lives on a daily basis. You have to meditate your way to success in God's terms, in God's definition of success. The world will tell you you got to cheat, steal, lie in order to succeed. But the scripture passage says if we meditate on His Word, we will then begin to behave according to His Word. Because if we believe right, then we'll live right. And it'll help us to walk by faith. Everybody say, walk by faith. Me and Danielle are getting married. And someone asked me when we were getting married, and I forgot the date. Just joking. Just kidding. We're getting married November the 5th, and the church is invited. Well, I want to share something with you about faith. This was over a year ago, and a lot of my aunts and uncles, they're preachers in the church. My papa, he's a pastor, and so I grew up in the church, grew up in a Christian home. So my Aunt Hazel comes to my house, it's been over a year ago, and she's knocking on the door, and I'm like, what is it? What do you want? And she has this gift, a wedding gift. And I think it's supposed to go on the cake or something. But anyways, it was a gift for our wedding. But this is before I met Danielle, guys. This is before I was single and I gave up. I'm giving up. No way. Man, I'm just going to have to depend on God. And I told Aunt Hazel, I said, well, why are you giving me this? I'm not getting married. I'm not even in a relationship. What are you doing? Why are you giving me this gift? And she said, son, don't you get it? You have to live as though God already answered your prayer. And she told me that. I was like, wow, she's right. She's right. And you know, she said, you need to take this gift and let it be a tangible gift, a reminder of what God has done for you. But my mind was telling me, but I don't even have a girlfriend. I'm not even in a relationship. What are we doing? But she said, you got to live by faith. You got to walk by faith. Gave me the gift, and I said, okay, amen. I'm believing with you, Aunt Hazel. I'm believing with you. God's going to give me a godly woman, a godly relationship, and we're going to obey. I'm just going to believe because I'm going to listen to you for a change. So I received the gift, and I put it back in the shelf. I put it back in the shelf, my storage, and about, I would say, 2 to 3 months later, I meet Danielle. Did y'all catch it? I was living as though it already happened because I received the gift. The reason why we don't get our prayers answered is because we never live as though it's already happened. So when we go into our prayer closet and we pray, do this, do this, do this, do this. We come out of the prayer closet and we're like, ooh, I hope it really happens. I hope this will really work out. You're working against your prayer when you do that. When you leave your prayer closet, you walk by faith. And you say, not my will, but your will be done. And the only way that we can have that type of faith is that if we meditate on the Word of God. It's my prayer that you will open up the Scriptures and not just hear it on Sunday morning and not just hear it on Sunday night and not just hear it on Wednesday night, but that you will open it up when you're in depression, when you're down and out and you feel like nobody wants to be with you, you feel like nobody loves you, you feel like you can't fulfill your calling in life, your purpose in life, it's my prayer that you'll open up the Scriptures and see for yourself the mighty promises of God. And you say, Pastor Sam, how can we be strong? And how can we be of good courage? How can we be of good courage? Well, you meditate on the Word of God. And when you meditate on the Word of God so much, your life becomes an overflow of the words of God. And you start to impact other people. And all of a sudden, your life begins to change because what you're putting in will be what you're putting out. If you watch the news media more, and I'm just going to say this, okay? Can I say this? If you watch the news media more than you ingest the Word of God, your conversation probably won't be godly because you're ingesting the wrong thing too much. I'm not saying it's wrong to watch it, but how many believe that we can go overboard with stuff? We really can. And we get too much of one thing, and the very thing that we need in our lives is the life-giving Word of God. And it's my prayer for you that you will open up the Scriptures, not just on Sunday, but tomorrow morning before you go to work, that you will open up the Scriptures and you'll meditate on it, that you'll take some time. If you work third shift, then another time. And that you'll take time to open up the Scriptures, because the Scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God is our go-to. And if you just hear it from me on Sunday morning, then you won't get the full effect that God's Word can give you, because you're just hearing it, not meditating on it. And you can have the faith, because I believe as you read the Word of God, God will plant faith, the gift of faith inside of you. And your faith will grow, grow, and grow because you're meditating on the Word of God. And then you begin to think like God. You say, well, I want my life to change. Before your life can change, you've got to get your mind thinking like God. Thinking like the Word of God. I'm tired of the dullness. I'm tired of being tempted with the same thing. I'm tired of these temptations. I'm tired of these trials. I'm tired of these things. Read the promises of God. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Wouldn't that, I mean, what a promise that He gives to the believer. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. And church, let me tell you, don't live by your feeling, because there's going to be some days where you may not feel God. But we don't live by emotion, do we? And we don't live by feeling, do we? Because I do have my ups and downs. I do have my daily struggles and my daily battles that I go through. I go through things. There's thoughts come to me that I shouldn't even have. I can't believe that person did this. I can't believe that person said that. People mistreat me. I can't believe they did that. Well, if I meditate on people, then I guess I'm going to get what they have, not want. If I meditate, and if I'm always meditating on what people do or don't do, and how life and how the whole world revolves around me, then I'll probably not be a pleasant person to be around, will I? But I've got to get my mind off whether or not what people do or don't do, and understand that I'm responsible for my calling. For what God has called me, for what God has called you in your life. Of course, people are going to talk, and people are going to do things, say things, do things that you may not agree with, but you love them anyways. You meditate on the Word of God and not just on them. You hear me? This right here will set you free if you'll grab a hold of this. Listen, some of us, we depend on people more than we do God. Listen, don't let compliments be your fuel. The Creator's your fuel. You with me? You with me this morning? Don't let people determine whether or not you're happy or you're sad. Because I'm telling you, when you meditate on the Word of God, you can live from the inside out and not from the outside in. And when someone says something or does something that you don't agree with, you get all mad. mad and hateful. You're not living from the inside out. You're living from the outside in. And the reason why we live from the outside in is because we don't meditate on the Word of God. How many here wants to live from the inside out? Of course you do. I want to live from the inside out because I believe if I want to be successful, then I can't let people determine whether or not, I can't let people determine what I do or don't do. You with me? Because people will do things and people will say things. If you're a manager of a business, you know, a manager, boss, man, people say things. They talk. Get hateful. Well, they must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning or something. I don't know what happened. The reason why people, if they're always living in confusion and they're always living in chaos and it seems like their life can't get in order, do you know why there's chaos, confusion, and their life can't get in order? It's because they're meditating more on people, other things, than they are on the Word of God. And I'm here to tell you, God's approval is the only thing that matters. And when you get His approval, He'll be with you. He will never, ever let you down. So if God will not let you down, and if God will never fail you, then why should we let other people and circumstances and situations determine whether or not we're happy? Whether or not we should take that action? Right? For young people, you're thinking about going to college, but your family never went. Your family never went, so you think you probably have to go that route too, don't you? Or you think, my family's dysfunctional. They can't get along with each other. Listen, you can break the cycle, church. And you can only break the cycle is if you meditate upon the promises of God. So when you get up tomorrow morning, don't meditate on the news more than you do the Lord, the Word of God. When you get up tomorrow morning, brew you a cup of coffee like I do. Folgers. Brew you a cup of Folgers coffee. Set it down. Open the Scriptures. And receive life. Because I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing you've ever done in your life. Listen. Be strong. Three times he tells us in this passage, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Do you know why? Because you can live from the inside out. Because he'll never leave you. And he will never forsake you. That he is always there. God is always there with you. Through your valley, on the mountaintop, whatever you're doing, wherever you go, God is there with you. And he wants you to be successful and he wants you to prosper. You say, Pastor Sam, you're preaching that health and that wealth gospel. No, it's the gospel. It's what the Word says. You with me? God wants us to be prosperous for His glory, not for our glory, but for His glory. Here's my question. Are you going to meditate on the Word of God, or are you just going to just glance at it or read it and just act like it doesn't mean anything? Or are you going to get in there, get into the Scriptures and say, you know what? This is going to give me life. This, if I meditate on the Word of God, meditate, then I'm going to have the faith that God wants me to have. I can live as though it's already happened. And because the illustration that I shared with you earlier with the gift, and I put it up and I didn't reject the gift, some of you need to go ahead and act upon what you prayed for. We all know it's one thing to pray for a job, right? But it's another thing to act upon what you prayed for, isn't it? Amen, church? I just gave that example. There's all kinds. And some of you, I don't know your life. And there may be specific situations that you're in that you need to act upon right now. Whether it be your marriage, whether it be your family, whatever it may be. You need to act upon the promise of God. Maybe you have a daughter. Maybe you have a son. Maybe they don't have a relationship with the Lord. Well, you need to start living as though God's already done it by faith. So I give you this charge this morning. Don't you fret. Don't you worry. You know what worry is? It's just a grave digger. That's what worry is. Worry never paid a bill. Worry never dried a tear, did it? Never did. Worry never did any of those things. And Jesus tells us not to worry. If you worry whether or not God's purpose and His plan is not going to be fulfilled in your life, you know you're living in sin. When you worry about, listen, don't worry about that stuff. You obey God and meditate on His promises. You meditate on God's word. You be strong. You be strong and of good courage. Amen. Tommy, you be strong. Johnny, be strong and of good courage. I speak that to you this morning. Be strong and of good courage. We can be courageous. We can do the right thing when it's not popular. We can do the right thing even though the majority doesn't agree with us. We can still do the right thing because we believe in integrity, dignity, honesty. We believe in doing the right thing. Keith, be strong and of good courage. Don't get so anxious, church. Don't worry so much. Don't get nervous. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. Because your flesh will tell you to say other things. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. There's no hope for me. There's no hope. There's no hope. Listen, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you don't have hope this morning for your life, for your family, then you're a sick person. The Bible says that. And the Lord wants to heal you. He wants to give you hope. And the only way that we can have this hope to become a reality in our hearts and a reality in our minds is if we meditate upon the precious Word of God. Will you do that with me? Will you do that? Soak your mind like a sponge, taking in the presence of God, taking in the promises of God. And I'm here to tell you that God will not let you down, that He will see you through. And everyone that's in here this morning, I firmly believe with all of my heart that God's going to finish what He started in you. Amen. And I know we've had some hard. I know we've had some hard times. This church has had hard times in the recent months. And I know we've had hard times personally because I know all of you just about it. We've had some struggles. We've had some battles, haven't we? Battles in the mind. But the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, be strong and of good courage. He won't leave you. He'll give you the hope you need. Don't you start thinking that your life is going sour, that things are... Listen, you obey God and meditate on God's promises. He'll fix you. You say, I can't change, Pastor Sam. I'm trying to change my life, but I feel like the odds are against me. Listen, the odds are not against you. You and God are the majority. If God be for you, who can be against you? It doesn't matter if the odds are against you. If you're meditating on God's promises and you're inviting His presence in your life, He will prosper you and He will make you successful because God loves you and He cares for you and He wants to partner with you in bringing souls into the kingdom of God. So you don't have to be a victim. You don't have to play the victim. You don't have to play the role of the victim. You know that you are victorious in Christ Jesus, not because your feelings told you so, not because your emotions told you so, because the Word of God told you so. And we don't believe the Word of God by experience alone, but we believe it by what God has given to us, by revelation. Amen. So I know what you're asking. Pastor Sam, I haven't seen it. I prayed it, and I haven't seen it. Well, listen, you could pray it in, but you can't be negative in your talk after you pray. You've got to be willing to walk away from the negativity and say, you know what? That's what it looks like right now. But God is for me, and I'm going to fulfill my purpose and my calling in life. I've got hope. You've got hope. Justin, you got hope. Amen for your family. I'm going to tell you again, okay? Be strong. Be of good courage. He'll never leave you. Brandon, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You meditate on the Word of God. You let the Word of God become your friend, your companion. Then you don't need. Then you won't have to seek an unhealthy approval or affirmation from anybody else, because you get it from Him. You're rooted and you're established and you're grounded in Christ Jesus. Rooted in Him. And nothing can sway you. And do you know why nothing can sway you? It's because you're rooted and you're living from the inside out. The circumstances may come. The situations may be negative. They may be hard. They may be difficult. But I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I may run into obstacles. I may run into problems. I may run into some difficult times. But God is still God. And I'm going to serve Him. And I know you'll agree with me when I say this verse. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. No matter what happens in this nation, in this country, whatever happens, we will serve the Lord, because our citizenship is not here on earth. Our citizenship is with Jesus Christ in heaven. I don't live as though I'm going to live here forever. I live because I got eternal life. And no one can take that away from you. No one. The world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. Amen, church.
Amen.
You receive it this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Let's all stand. Praise the Lord. And I would like for you to come up, and as we worship the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God.